Welcome to Faith Boost, a message by Pastor Andrew McLennan.
Hey, do you need God to move in your life? Do you believe in God to move in a certain situation of your life? Maybe you're trying to serve God somewhere, do something for Him, or maybe just in your own personal life or your family. Do you really want God to do something? Sometimes we can think that if we just have a move of the Holy Spirit, if the Holy Spirit would just come and fall on our lives, that everything would be made right. And guess what? The Bible doesn't say that that is just the only answer. And today we're going to find out why and how. My name's Andrew. This is Faith Boost. I got some ancient secrets that still work today in the modern world. And they're going to work in your life and they're going to work in my life. Let's go back to the beginning. Genesis chapter 1, verses 1 to 3. In the beginning. I'm so glad that the Bible tells us about the beginning. And I'm so glad that the Bible tells us about the end. The Bible says, Jesus said, I'm the Alpha and the Omega. He's the beginning and He's also the end. If you want a sense of security in your life, can I encourage you, put your hope and your faith in Jesus. He's like an anchor in a ship. It's just like, boom, keeps you steady. Why? Because you know your beginning and you know your end. Where is your beginning? Your beginning is in Genesis chapter 1. In the beginning, God. He's the start of your life and He'll be the end of your life. The Bible says when we die one day, we go and we stand before God and we give an account for our lives. He is the beginning and the end of your life and my life, but He's also the beginning and the end of this world. You see, there's a lot of talk today about climate change and if we don't change this and change that, the whole world's going to wash away or melt away or something. I don't know, something bad's going to happen. And everyone thinks that man is in control of this planet. Well, guess what? You're not in control of this planet. I'm not in control of this planet. We do our best. I'm not saying to create pollution and be irresponsible, but what I'm saying is the Bible says God made the earth. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. And the day is going to come when Jesus comes back to this earth and this earth's going to pass away. So don't you worry about that, okay? It's His. But in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, the Bible says. Now the earth was formless and empty. Darkness was over the face of the deep. And the Spirit of the Lord was hovering over the waters. So we've got emptiness, we've got barrenness, we've got darkness. You know, it was not a good place in the beginning. The Bible says the world was created out of something that was nothing. It became a beautiful place. Look at beauty. Look at nature. Look at the scenery where you live, the landscape. If you've got rivers, like I'm on a river now, maybe you're on the ocean. Oh, man, I love a good ocean. I love going to the beach. I love surfing. If you love mountains and trees and hills and, you know, snow-capped mountains, there's so much beauty in this world. But it all came out of a time of nothingness and emptiness, barrenness and darkness. And the Bible says that the Holy Spirit was hovering over the surface of the waters. So in other words, yeah, God was moving there. The Holy Spirit was moving, but the answer still had not come. The solution had not come. The miracle had not yet fully happened. The Holy Spirit had to be there for the miracle. We need His presence in our lives. We need to be baptized in the Holy Spirit to preach the gospel. We need to be filled with the Holy Spirit, I believe, to live a powerful Christian life. Jesus said to the apostles, don't leave Jerusalem until you're endued from on high with power. You know, and in the book of Acts, we see the apostles waiting on God, waiting for the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, and they needed the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. I need the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. I need to be filled with the Holy Spirit, not just 30 years ago when I was first filled, but today I need to be filled. I need to be refilled. You know, I stir up the gift of God in my heart every day. I pray in tongues. I stir up the gift of God in my heart every day. But guess what? It's not enough. There's something more. And it's contained in the next verse because the Bible says in verse 3, then God said. Then God said. And when God said, let there be light, instantly everything changed. A barren, empty, dark world became an incredibly beautiful place that we see today. So we see the way God works here. This is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, by the way. The Trinity is in the first three verses of Genesis. It's the Holy Spirit moving. It's the Father's heart, and it's the Word of God, Jesus, being spoken. Let there be light. And there was light. So we need the Father, we need the Son, and we need the Holy Spirit. We need all three. God in one.
Thanks for listening today. Please like and subscribe on our channel. We hope and pray that you are inspired and strengthened by these short, sharp, Bible-based messages. We would love to know what you think, so write a review or comment. Pastor Andrew's website is i2aw.org. That's i2aw.org. If you've been blessed by this message, share it with someone and they can be blessed too.